Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. Next case, please.
The next case is case number 11975, Bernard and Allison E. Miller, seeking a special use exception to operate a daycare facility, sections 115-80 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Stingy Lane, approximately 300 feet north of Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9. The 911 address is 17584 Stingy Lane, Lewis. Zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 129. We received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 6 mail returns.
Okay. Anyone here?
Bernard Good. And Allison Miller. Anyone here for that application?
Last call. Okay. Seeing no one being here.
Perhaps sometimes with a normal practice, Mr.
Motion to move it to the end of the agenda.
Okay. Have a second to that motion?
Second.
Got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mrs. McGee that we move this to the end of the hearing. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 And all opposed? All right, we'll move it to the end. Next case, please.
The next case is number 11976, Patrick William Snyder, seeking a special use exception to operate a daycare facility, sections 115-80 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Tulip Drive at the intersection of Coastal Highway Route 1. The 911 address is 152 Tulip Drive, Lewis. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 335, Map 11, Parcel 90. We received 0 letters of opposition, 1 letter of support, and 8 mail returns. There was a letter of support received from Joyce Murphy Quintero of Mann and Sons, and she states that she's been a realtor since 1979, specializing in residential real estate. She believes there's absolutely no negative impact on the sales prices of homes or value of homes in the areas of Lewis, Milton, Harbison, or Rehoboth, or other nearby communities with the opening of the proposed Montessori school. In her professional opinion, she believes that the addition of the Little World International Montessori Academy at St. Jude the Apostle Church in Lewis will be a definite asset to the nearby community, thereby having the potential to increase home sales in the area. Parents would have a high-quality educational opportunity for their children and take their children's education into account when purchasing a home. She highly recommends approval of the special exception request for the Montessori School at St. Jude the Apostle site. And she looks forward to telling her clients about the school when searching for a new home.
Okay, thank you. Chair, you will bring it sworn in.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Patrick Snyder, Fort Court, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening, sir.
Hi. My wife and I, my wife is here. We are looking to open a Montessori school for ages 2 through 12 in the education building on the St. Jude's campus. They have 3 buildings there. We're the one off to the side. We have discussed with the pastor and drawn the lease and signed the lease for it to come in July 1st for 2 rooms in their education building. The education building is barely being used during the day as it is. It was built 7 years ago, and the pastor thinks that this would be beneficial to have there. Since I submitted our documents, I've registered with the Department of Education as a non-public school and received an exemption from the Office of Child Care Licensing. I've received a permit from the fire marshal, and I have pictures of the classrooms if you'd like to see. We've also had an open house where we've had a number of people come for 2 weeks where we just opened the classrooms just to show what it would be like. We've had a number of people fill out our lengthy application form online, and we have approximately 9 people that said yes, they will send their children to us.
Okay, sir. We'll start down here with you, Mrs. McGee. Do you have any questions at this time?
I don't have any at this time.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Barrett?
Well, I should
give you a big gold star. I see such exceptional, not substantially affected versus adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, which we have to consider, and that's what we consider of a special use. And you go down and tell us why in writing and give us the facts of traffic, schedule, size. Also, the education of the people will be there, and school style, and providing useful science. I'm impressed.
Thank you for that,
that we didn't have to.
You addressed it very well. You sure did. Mr. Burton.
No questions.
Mrs. McGee again.
No questions.
Mr. Mills.
Have you talked to neighboring properties?
Just the parishioners at St. Jude.
Okay. So you don't... No assumption that it would have any effect at all, much less adversely or substantially adversely. No other questions?
Okay, Mr. Shaw, any
just
questions?
One. Can you briefly describe what's in the surrounding area?
The building itself is fairly isolated, except there's a big parking lot in front of it. There are a couple of properties behind it, actually, as you can see. May I?
Yeah, please.
So this is the building. Yes, this is the building right there. So these are the buildings behind it. There is a definite barrier between here and there. Some of the kids may play there, but there's a barrier. We
okay.
plan to put fencing there as well.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Hearing? Nope. Mr. Mills?
What use is that building at present? Is that schoolroom?
It says church.
Church?
I called up planning and zoning, I spoke with somebody, and it said CH on the thing, so I asked what that was, and they came back and said church, and that was the answer I got.
I mean, are they using that? Is this a proposed building, or?
No, this is built.
Okay, and are they using it for
they're using
Sunday
it for
school, or?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I want to know. All right, thank you. No other questions.
Okay, hearing that, no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two. Is there any, three? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? One, two, three. Okay, sir, you can sit right down up front there. Those that would like to speak in opposition, please come forward and be sworn at this time.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, I don't know if any of those in favor wish to speak either.
Those that were in favor, is any of you would like to speak at this time in favor of it? Are you? If you were, maybe I'll come up front, be sworn in, and then.
We typically allow supporters and opposition, so you'll go next, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised.
Right up front there, ma'am, be sworn in, please.
You have to swear
really
first.
Surprised.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Okay, you're in support of this application.
I am support of the application because I feel that the daycare and school will be very very beneficial to St. Jude's. The building is used on a regular basis, and I can't imagine any additional impact.
Right.
So you're saying that the adjacent and neighboring properties, in which you're part of, it's not being affected? Is that right?
I can't imagine how having the school in the with all the traffic in the parking lot, mm-hmm. 10 to 30 families, we'll say, will affect anybody who is behind the building, behind the land. It doesn't seem practical or reasonable to assume that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now, is there anyone else? If not, now we'll move on to the other. Ma'am,
oh, wait. She's coming.
She's coming.
Wow. Is anybody else?
Are we good?
Are we good to go? Is anyone else that'd like to speak?
She's coming. It's okay.
Ma'am, you got to go up here and be sworn in first, please. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My address?
Your name?
Xiao Yan Cao.
And your address?
Address, Susan S. Devine, 34801.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I know this is cool.
Okay. Well, you can go up there to testify now.
Yes.
Okay? Thank you.
I have been to the school, and my daughter, 7 years old, she likes the school very much. I like it as it is an international one, and my daughter likes the classroom, the surroundings, and the environment. So I think I like it too. And I prefer my daughter later to come into this school for his, for her education.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, have I gotten everybody now that would like to speak in favor? Okay. And we'll take the opposition, please. All those that would like to speak in opposition, please come forward at this time.
We can swear you all in at once. Sir, if you want to come up. Ma'am, if you wish to come up. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James Hadfield, 107 Tulip Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
Okay. You wait right here. We're going to swear everybody at the same time.
Herb Bongoris, 115 Tulip Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
Thank you.
Christina Malchio, 104 Tulip Drive.
Okay. And do you all three swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And when you go up, just state your name again for the record.
Before you start, could someone show us where Tulip Drive is on that there? In relationship?
Oh, I can't wait to get the color pen. Where is
it? Oh, it's actually on the, it's on the.
The whole thing?
Right there.
I mean, you're right.
Pick a color.
You're, would you refer to them so we know where you are, where your homes are?
I am right here.
Oh, you're my.
Thank you. My name is James Hadfield. The main reason I'm here is because I've been here in the past for other variances in our neighborhood many years ago.
This isn't a variance, just for the record.
This is not a variance, sir.
What are we?
It's a special use exception.
Special use exemption.
And they have to convince us, or you have to convince us otherwise, that their request will not just not affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, but will substantially
affect it
adversely.
My previous experience with special exemptions was, in fact, my neighbor's home about 20 years ago when we bought our property. Shortly afterwards, her home originally was bought by a woman who established a daycare. The home was bought for no other purpose, and a special exemption was granted with the proviso that she restrict the curriculum to 12 students, 12 preschool, and would have specific times for student drop-off. What we saw happen was a body go up to 30 plus students. She had to put in a new septic system to handle the additional kids. There was quite a bit more traffic. Down at our end of the street, we also experienced a lot of traffic from Mr. Tire, which is right here. And on the not so much Creative Concepts, but Mr. Tire, we see a lot of the mechanics test driving vehicles up and down Tulip Drive. The church itself, on Saturday evenings for Mass, we see quite a bit of traffic. A lot of people use Tulip Drive as a quick escape rather than waiting for the traffic light that has been put in at the corner of Tulip Drive and Route 1 at the corner of Terramina. It definitely affects the neighborhood, and you know, we've seen this before, and I don't have any opposition to a Montessori school. I think it's an excellent educational opportunity. No question about it. What I question is how much it's going to grow. What the gentleman wasn't aware of is, I mean, I wasn't even sure what 152 Tulip Drive was tonight until I went up to that end of the street and checked the house numbers. And 152 is actually on a building marked as the parish offices. We thought that it was going to be a house on either side of that egress from the church parking lot. So, you know, provided that's going to be the church parking lot, the entrance off of Route 1 and the entrance back onto Route 1, if that, as long as that's going to be the primary egress and entrance, I don't have a problem, but we do have traffic issues on Tulip Drive. And it's a very quiet neighborhood, and we have a very nice quality of life. It's not the fanciest street in Sussex County, but we like it. So thanks for listening.
So let me ask you, if we made a stipulation that all traffic for the school had to ingress and egress via Route 1, then you wouldn't be opposed?
Yeah, but I'm not quite sure how you'd be able to enforce that.
You always have to take out the exit from...
Sir, just a moment. We'll give you a chance. They didn't finish.
Okay. You answered my question.
Yeah, I don't really know how you'd enforce it. I mean...
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
It.
Okay, sir.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, sir.
Hi, Herb Von Goris, 115 Tulip Drive. I don't even know if cutting, when in response to the question about getting traffic back out to Route 1, I'm not even sure if cutting, there is an exit, I believe, in this little area here.
Mm-hmm. Here,
sir. To get back out onto Tulip Drive. I don't even know if that was closed off, if it would still route people the other direction, because they have two lanes of traffic on a Sunday night and or Saturday evening trying to leave. Pretty much the traffic is my concern. The we have a new development going in directly behind us that was approved, Covered Bridge Trails, that's going to be in the wooded area.
In the 19 half acres.
Yeah.
And all their... it's going to be using the, I guess, the north side of Tulip Drive to exit. So it's a concern that we had with traffic with that group. And also, it's a little deceiving when you're when the application said to operate a daycare. Now we're hearing it's a school type thing. The at the far end, in the future, we keep hearing that they want to reroute the Five Points intersection to get rid of the lights there, to have an overpass to go. We've heard when that happens, Mr. Tire and Creative Concepts will probably disappear, and there'll be a cul-de-sac put at that end. So all traffic will go out the other side of Tulip Drive. Granted, these are, you know, nothing written in stone, but that's what we keep hearing.
Speculative.
So that's the main concern. I don't think anybody has a problem with, you know, a church or a daycare, but it's also what was listed on the letter that we got was daycare. Nothing was said more than a school. And I don't know, when I hear daycare, I kind of think of someone preschool that's, you know, just dropping off so mom and dad can go to work.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I got one question to ask you. Do you think that traffic would be that much more in traffic? I mean, the... for his hours, 8:30 to 3:30. I mean, you think he's not going to be that much?
It's
more
just
traffic?
Hard. Well, it's hard to say how much it's going to grow. That would be all. That would also be speculative. I mean, we tried to. Would that mean that the light at that I guess where Tulip Drive comes out to Route 1 at the north end there by the church, will that be enforced then instead of just a flashing yellow?
Do you have a state trooper out there every Sunday, or
the church does?
The church does.
Mm-hmm. Or Saturday evenings.
Saturdays also, right? And they move traffic, right? Mm. Out of Tulip Drive.
Well, out of the north end, a good number of people will exit and come down to the south end in hopes of getting out and getting onto Route 1 and hitting one of the little turnarounds to go. So it can get a little backed up down to the other end.
Because I've been there, and I'm just saying what I know, that traffic moves very, very fast out of the church, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're in a hurry to get out of there, it seems like.
Because the trooper does that, okay, and he keeps us moving there.
So it doesn't happen.
So you're saying that...
Well, not necessarily bringing up a Saturday evening, because I'm sure the school and daycare won't be there at that time.
No, right.
But I know they looked at impact studies on traffic right. for the development that went in behind us.
Right. But I'm saying that this probably, there is an outlet there that they have addressed with traffic. So you're saying it goes where? Again, what you're concerned with is the other way out?
For those coming down to the south end to south make a end. Quicker exit, that sort of thing. And it happens on the Saturday nights. But also when people come in, a lot of times they will turn in the south end of Tulip Drive to come into the church and go in the back way.
So you feel that this is not going to increase the traffic there?
It's a speculation.
Substantially?
If it's a speculation, depending on the size. I mean, if you're talking six people, probably not. But then all of a sudden, if you decide to build another building and have a larger, school going on, it's a possibility.
I think he said, sir, his total capacity is going to be 32 children.
Yeah.
He addressed that. He's got 16 now.
And total capacity,
yeah, two rooms.
Two rooms, yeah.
Maximum of 16.
But it's total, right?
Total of 32.
He's asking 32. For 32.
Okay.
And he couldn't enlarge that without requesting an additional special use exception.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
One other question. If they close that road off on the side, do you have a problem with it?
Which road?
The one you said they come in on?
You mean the parking lot
yeah.
here?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I really wouldn't have an opinion either way since I don't use it. It
looks like only ingress from one.
Okay. Well, it'll stop the people from going that way.
It's possible. They do try to route the cars out the north end of Tulip Drive when they're leaving. That's a possibility that might do, but...
Will that help you or not help you?
I don't know if it would help me necessarily or not at the far end, but it would keep people going out the north end and until they found another way to turn around.
Okay. I have a question. Is Tulip Drive a public road or private owned?
No, it's public.
It's a state maintained road.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, in my mind to get... I know what kind of traffic is in there on Sundays and Saturdays at that parish, okay? But I don't know what, you got to explain to me how much 32 kids are going to have an effect on that traffic to increase that traffic. I mean, what comes out of there right now, I wouldn't even notice, to tell you the truth. If you said that's from there, that's from there. I wouldn't notice that. How would you?
Well, like we were speculating, we also have another development going in behind us that's going to increase the traffic flow.
But
that will be at the north end, but it's still on the highway.
How long have you lived there?
25 to 30 years.
And was the church there before you moved there?
It was.
Okay. Just a question.
Prior to all of their additions, it was at that time it was just the church, not the extra buildings or the parking lot that was there. I believe that was all a field.
Okay.
You would agree if they built, which they're going to build back in there, that subdivision, that's going to happen anyway, there's traffic. And you feel that this influx of this daycare is going to be noticed with that too?
It's hard to say.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I don't think, you haven't convinced me that it would. Okay, I'm trying to.
I think we're just looking down the road, too, as far as if what other, Mr. Mills kind of answered that with further variances or.
But this is speculative, though.
But this is speculation. There's traffic, and I agree with you, there is traffic there and everything, but. I don't see where this would have an impact. Okay. All right. You think it will, but that's okay.
Thank you.
Christina Malkier, 104 Tulip Drive. There is a lot of traffic, and I walk my dog. There's no sidewalks on our street, so, it's just a lot of going. We have to get on everybody's grass. One thing I'm having a problem with is what are they going to do with the kids? Are they inside the whole time? Are they going to be outside playing? Where? And where, you can hear the kids. There's going to be a lot of noise coming into your backyard. Which I'm at the corner and I can hear a lot of stuff just by, coming through. So I do have a problem with it. I mean, they can't keep them inside for that whole time. So I'm sure they're going to make something for them. But we have to now hear it now.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, then hearing no further opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the special use exemption. He's not going to have more than 32 children there. They've got the schedule. It's not on Saturdays. It does not conflict with the church. It's providing a service to the community in the state of Delaware. I don't believe it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay. We have a motion by Mrs. McGee and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11976. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mrs. McGee?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11976 is approved.